a blessing in life if you have siblings, right? I've got one sister. She's younger. I was going blissfully through life as a only child, not knowing the diff. But definitely a richer experience having my sister. But at times frustrating. And at times growing up would drive me crazy. And I'm sure her too, as well. What about with your kids when you try to manage, you know, the sibling rivalry? And how do you deal with that? Do you have a velvet glove? Do you clamp it down early? Do you watch it fester and sometimes turn into something? Let's get real. It can get ugly at times, too. It's part of growing up. It's part of life. But there are ways to look at that that are maybe more positive than others. For that, we welcome in the good doctor here, Dr. John Braccio, Senior Regional Psychological Services, East Lansing, and all the podcasts for the series at drjohnb.com. Good morning. Are you a sibling?
Well, good morning.
You have brother and sisters?
I am a sibling, yes. Much younger, but I'm actually a sibling.
Yeah.
And my dad, brother, sister. They were older than I was, so we interacted. But things were certainly, in our youth, I would say, quite good. How does that sound? Always have issues in life. But as a whole, I think trying to have a good relationship with a sibling is important. Sometimes that's really not possible. There are some cases where there are such bad feelings in the future, because we're kind of looking at the future today, that if there was a lot of control, if there was bullying physically or, you know, verbally, or if there's often siblings don't want to relinquish old roles, like the oldest still wants to be the boss. Someone was perceived as preferred or favored, or you had someone you saw as manipulative as a sibling, or even a liar, financial inheritance. There are so many things that can lead to conflicts that the good thing is I love to see how many siblings are really close and have a wonderful relationship. I see that a lot. Unfortunately, in terms of my work, in terms of what I'm often looking at, it's when siblings don't get along. Okay,
yep.
People will come in and they'll talk to me about that. And I always say, you know, sometimes the wounds, the anger, the frustration is so great that you really can't overcome it, okay? And also remember, even if people grow up in the same home, chemically they're different, their experiences are different within the home, and people just sometimes don't like each other. Now, I always try to work on the point, what can you do when there have been breakdowns, but there could be a good relationship? And in cases like that, I always say, you know, call. Just make a call to someone you haven't talked to in a long time. Reach out, start a positive dialogue, and even apologize for whatever your sibling believes you may have done, even if you don't believe it. I mean, let's say you were an older sibling and you did often have to take control in a home where you were a lot older and you had and there's frustration. Try to say you're going to drop that role. You want to be a peer. I do remember one personal thing, by the way. This was years ago, because my brother was like 10 years older, much older than me. And we were, one day he said, go get me a pop. Okay, go get me something. And I said, don't your feet work? And my parents and he laughed. My dad said, well, Richard, it's kind of over now. I mean, he's kind of realized that you can do your thing yourself.
You're not so special anymore, Big B. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know how you remember things? Just one of those moments, because he was my big brother and really quite a personality, I might add. So that was the beginning of my rebellion, if you will. Go get your own, don't your feet work, you know, this type of thing. So there are moments like that, but sometimes people don't have those moments when they're growing up, and I think they have to work on that. And then if they can accept differences, recognize people are different, like this last election has broken up a lot of relatives and families, and my view is just don't talk politics, don't talk religion. Talk about things you can have in common, reminiscing about some mutually positive things in the past, and build new memories for hopefully a positive relationship for the future. And be aware, I think when people try to do this, they have to realize that there may not be a willingness on the other side, or at least temporarily not a willingness. So, but there are things you have in common. If you have a sibling, you did grow up together, and there are common things that no one else can have had. Okay, now,
isn't that such a truism, Doc, with life? I mean, siblings, our culture, that when we lean on some of our shared heritage, it can help us get through some rough spots. It really can. I think.
Yes. Well, see, I think that's really true. See, when I see people that are really close, okay, like I think we've already tried to develop a close relationship with the children. I think my grandchildren, my daughter has a 9, 8, and 5, and they all get along very well. I mean, they have their things like kids do, mm-hmm. but I believe that they have done a good job. And I can give you a lot of examples, you know, like that in my wife's family and my family where people really do get along. I do think parents have a lot to do with that, too. If they allow bullying, if they allow someone to be seen and treated very differently, that and so a lot of times the issues, if people sort it out, really wasn't even the sibling. It was the way the parents raised them, the way the parents saw them. So you do run into things like that. I know also in my home, meaning old school, my sister definitely was treated differently as a girl. You know, there was a kind of growing up.
Right.
You know, my sister born in the 30s, you know, my dad would say, boys don't come home pregnant. Now, I think that is true, but that's not a good rule in terms of being fair in terms of with the daughter. Now we're in a different age now. Remember, my dad was born in 1895, so we're talking about a different type of thing. But I think that if, regardless of what's happened, if we want to develop a relationship with siblings, I think we ought to do that. I'm working with a woman and a man, actually, who both returned to the area that had lived in other states as they got older because they wanted to be near siblings. And that, those are good stories when people come back and they're fully accepted. And so I think because of the specialness of a sibling relationship, mm-hmm. I think if we can try to build on it, find ways to pull it back together, that is good. And there are some cases where people aren't even necessarily mad at each other. They've just kind of run off and have separate worlds, children, grandchildren.
They drift away,
They might not even be communicating.
When people say blood is thicker than water, blood is thicker than water, but if you drift away long enough and you don't make an effort to get together, it may be magic. Maybe the one time you do, it all comes back in a moment, but it can also create a very much a separation that's hard to bridge that gap. Well, you need to make an effort about it.
Well, that is true. And often if parents die, okay, the parents or they rift apart, then often they're the ones that kept siblings together, kept people together, particularly if they don't all live in the same area. So I do feel that I'd like to see people reach out, try to have relationships closer with siblings. Mm-hmm. And I encourage that. And I've worked with a lot of people just said, make the first step. Don't expect that you're going to get necessarily a positive response the first time. You might... they might not be in the mood, or they might say, sure, let's talk about it sometime, or even get together for coffee, drive across the state, whatever it might be. So I do think it's worth the effort. The reason I bring it up, this is one of the areas we don't necessarily think of when we think of issues in mental health, but it's a very common one that people just don't communicate, or they have anger. Nearing the holidays, we've talked about this before, people don't want to see a relative because the relative all of a sudden takes on the role of that they had many years ago. So I think our job is, if we want to be close with siblings, if we can try to get along, assuming we can find some common ground there, sometimes that's not going to happen. But we all live in a world, and if we can have brothers and sisters get along, like you say, your sister intruded on your world, okay?
Well, I was looking through the prism of, you know, being an 8, 9-year-old boy at the time. But because I'm the older, I'm the older brother, so I was always going to be the older brother. I'm the one who taught her how to throw a pitch and do sports because Dad and Mom were super busy. So, you know, we have that to share. Dad taught me, but then I was teaching a lot her, and she became a really good athlete, a state champion. So I got that on my credit.
Really?
That's to my credit, okay? But we had our ups and downs. The great thing, though, is even though we live 2,500 miles apart, and we got a lot of things to deal with my mom now, and it seems like at times we're, I don't know, more business partners than not. Every couple of years, we've planned a family vacation together, okay? Somewhere, not at her home, not at my home, but somewhere else. And we've brought our families.
Your sister's on the other line, and she said that she won the state championship. How does that sound?
Yeah, she does. Yeah, that's right. She had to get a start, so I'm taking credit for that. Okay.
And that's my sister. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she was going to be the next great, and then the next great American softball star, but it didn't quite work out. But no one can ever take that away from her. She worked hard, but she's worked very hard. And I love my sister, but it's never perfect. And don't try for perfect, just try. That's what I would say about siblings. Just try.
You are right.
Give it a go.
You're a philosopher. I've told you that before.
I don't know about that. Like I said, rough spots and bumps, but it's worth it in the long run. The place to go for the podcast here with the good doctor is Dr. John B., letterb.com, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing. Sibling rivalries. Yeah. This, Dad always said the problem is that they're so much alike, and Mom said the problem is they're polar opposites. And so they couldn't even agree on that. It's always good to talk to you, my friend. Enjoy Fat Tuesday here, Mardi Gras Day, because Lent is right around the corner. Until our next visit, take care.
Sounds good, my friend. Bye-bye.
Back on the Morning Wake Up 1320 WILS.